with a look at your latest local news, I'm Jevy Ebanks. Radio Cayman strives for accuracy in reporting. It was inadvertently reported that a 47-year-old man had been charged with murder following a stabbing incident in West Bay last Wednesday, where the victim had since died. The suspect had been arrested on suspicion of murder but not charged. The Royal Cayman Islands Police Service says he has been formally charged with wounding with intent, possession of an offensive weapon, and possession of a prohibited weapon, pending the outcome of a post-mortem examination. Police have also confirmed the identity of the deceased as 78-year-old Kenneth Edroy Barnes, also known as Kenneth Christian, who lived in Georgetown. The man, 47-year-old Drayson Watson, appeared in summary court today to face the wounding charges following the incident at the Turtle Center. The courts heard that the dispute with Mr. Barnes was over turtle meat allocation. The court heard that Mr. Watson refused to sell Mr. Barnes additional portions that was already allotted. It is alleged that Mr. Barnes then approached Mr. Watson with a metal pipe as Mr. Watson was preparing to take his lunch break. Mr. Watson told the police and 911 he had a knife which he uses for work, and when Mr. Barnes approached, the men became involved in a struggle during which both men were injured and hospitalized. The court heard that Mr. Watson called 911 and attempted to assist Mr. Barnes after the incident, who later died in hospital. Police had initially arrested Mr. Watson on suspicion of wounding and possession of an offensive weapon before granting him bail. Today, Chief Magistrate the Honorable Angeline Hernandez transferred the matter to the Grand Court. The case is listed for a hearing this Friday before Justice Cheryl Richards, KC, in the main court building. Mr. Watson remains on bail on strict conditions, including curfew, electronic monitoring, thrice weekly reporting to the Georgetown Police Station, and a surrender of his passport, as well as a doorstep condition. In other local news, MPs are heading back to Parliament on the 19th of June. Radio Cayman's Carsley Fuller reports.
On Friday, government gazetted Proclamation No. 3, where Her Excellency the Governor Jane Owen proclaimed that a session of Parliament shall be held on June 19th at 2 p.m. While there, one of the bills potentially up for debate is designed to make it easier for vulnerable Caymanians to get access to financial assistance. Government also gazetted the Financial Assistance Amendment Bill on Friday. That changes the prescribed residency timeline for financial assistance eligibility in the 2022 Act. If passed by MPs in Parliament, the prescribed residency timeline will be reduced from 8 months out of the 12-month period preceding the date of the application to just 3 months. Government says the amendment aims to, quote, remove a significant barrier for Caymanians returning from overseas, ensuring they're not left without support and are eligible to access critical financial support without undue delay during the, quote, critical period of repatriation. Reporting for Radio Cayman News, I'm Carsley Fuller.
Thank you, Carsley. You can find the proclamation as well as the Financial Assistance Amendment Bill at gov.ky/publications. Both planning boards are meeting this week. Radio Cayman's Dion Anglin has more.
Let's start with the Development Control Board, which oversees construction in the Sister Islands. They were scheduled to meet today with several potential developments up for discussion, including an application for a change of use from office to restaurant. The property is on Cotton Tree Bay Road on Cayman Brac. The proposed restaurant would be about 1,500 square feet with an additional on-site retail store. One public objection was received. Over here in Grand Cayman, the Central Planning Authority is set to meet on Wednesday. Applications of note include a pitch by BA Development for a new office and retail building in Savannah. The property is on Shamrock Road, just past the Countryside Plaza. The proposal is for a more than 30,000 square foot office and commercial development within five separate buildings with about 125 parking spaces. 8 objection letters have been received. The area is currently zoned low-density residential. And Green Lodge Cayman is pitching 64 apartments, a gym, clubhouse, 4 cabanas, and a swimming pool on Soto Lane in Bottentown. The property is also zoned low-density residential, but there are no objections to this development. Reporting for Radio Cayman News, I'm Dion Anglin.
Thank you, Dion. For more information, head to planning.ky. You're listening to Radio Cayman's Evening News.
For people who find themselves down on their luck, especially single parents with children,
Government is working on a social housing policy and initiative. Speaking on Radio Cayman's For the Record, Social Development Minister, the Honorable Isaac Rankin, told listeners if a family needs emergency housing, the government currently has to try and find a hotel. A very hard task during the peak tourist season.
If we found somebody who was in need, we'd have to try and find a hotel. Trying to find a hotel room to put somebody up on an emergency case in the middle of the winter season is non-existent. The government has an obligation to try and do what we can do for our people. And in that scheme of things, we've moved forward trying to develop a social housing policy and initiative. And we've already purchased a property that we're in the middle of finalizing the process so that we can provide transitional housing for those people who need that help for a short period of time.
Premier the Honorable Andre Ebanks says land in Georgetown has been identified and his administration is looking at two other potential sites for temporary government housing.
We have one in West Bay and also one in Bordentown.
Yeah.
The one in West Bay is well known, the John Silver's Inn, which is in my constituency. Property sitting there, it's large enough to have two structures. Whether or not we enter into a public-private partnership or we try to do it on our own, the idea there would be build something new for those who have the right to be here in Caymanis that are in the existing structure, move them over, either refurbish or knock down what's there for something stronger.
The administration is considering stationing social development officers in the building to make sure those using the temporary housing have access to government services. Cayman Airways has launched weekly non-stop Sunday flights between the Owen Roberts International Airport and Austin Bergstrom International Airport, with departures from Grand Cayman at 8:15 a.m. and returns from Austin at 12:45 p.m. At the inaugural event in Austin, Cayman's acting premier and minister of tourism and trade development says the service is about more than convenience.
Today, we are making that journey faster, easier, and even more enjoyable for you. My friends, on behalf of the government and people of the Cayman Islands, thank you for welcoming us so warmly here in Austin. We look forward to strengthening this relationship, expanding opportunities, and bringing the people from our respective destinations closer together.
Tourism officials say the new flight builds on strong demand from Texas. Rosa Harris, director of the Department of Tourism.
The state of Texas has become our number one state for visitation to the Cayman Islands. Expanding into Austin and launching the new Cayman Airways route today is significant in business development efforts. We commend the national airline in being able to celebrate this milestone, and we look forward to working with them to bring more visitors to the Cayman Islands.
Austin leaders also welcomed the route as a boost for local travelers and businesses, including the president and CEO of the Austin Chamber of Commerce, Jeremy Martin.
Thank you to Cayman for selecting Austin. And as you noted, Texas is the number one market, and there's a reason for that. Texas does not like to be number two to anyone. We always choose to be number one, and we want to maintain that place in being the number one source of your U.S.-based travelers to and from.
Airport leadership says the new nonstop service also fits into Austin Bergstrom's long-term expansion plans for global connectivity and goals. CEO of the Austin Bergstrom International Airport, Ghislaine Badawi.
Today is more than about new flights. It's about connectivity, it's about opportunities, and AUS continued evolution as a global gateway.
Passengers on the inaugural route received complimentary refreshments and in-flight entertainment, including performances by Swanky Kitchen Band and the Cayman Quadrille Dancers in the airport terminal and the plane. Booking are now open for future flights via the airline's website, mobile app, reservation lines, and as well with travel agents. That's your evening news update from the Radio Cayman Newsroom. I'm Jevy Ebanks. Have a great rest of your day.